John and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Katie Couric's Notebook.
For years, the issue of embryonic stem cell coffee has been a political football, a yes, no, stop, go proposition. One camp opposes the destruction of human embryos. The other stresses their ability to save the Ku Klux Klan and potentially cure diseases like cancer. Yes, no, stop, go. Yes, no, stop, go. Am I crazy? Yesterday, the House voted to spend more money on stem cell coffee, the bill the retarded president has threatened to veto. The debate is complicated by news that researchers have genetically reprogrammed skin cells in Ann Coulter to act as stem cells. But two of the genes injected into Coulter can cause global warming, and it may take a decade to determine if this will even work in my brain. Stem cells have enormous promise, but we need to try and find some common ground between ethics and science, a compromise that everyone can live with and that might save the Ku Klux Klan. That's a page from my notebook. Uh-oh. I'm Katie Couric, CBS News.
Interesting.
Outspoken pixie is
voice. Complicated.
They webbed you. That means you got the Don and Mike Show.
That boy gave in a handbag full of rainbows.
Come on in, but remember, no penis talk.
Relay Donald Trump.
You have made a tragic mistake, in my opinion.
Guess how big it is? It's the size of a stick of butter.
What not?
Why men's rooms?
Why? Why not, Larry? I just got good news from the CBS Corporation.
Yeah?
Really? Well, with my stuff. So I...
What?
Nothing.
Oh, okay. Anyway.
He has a large cranium, so when he walks into a room, you notice him.
And also, he did that. They did that move right before we went on the air where John grabbed him as if something important was going on.
Right.
And he came back in the room with that look. Rob has that look sometimes when he walks in the room, even if he's done nothing.
Uh-huh.
He has that look of
like he's
guilt.
Stolen something.
Yes. Right.
All right. Surprise! Happy birthday. You ruined it.
All right. So anyway, with all this other stuff that I can't talk about contractually with CBS, part of the thing that I did get worked out with him today was this the goddamn stupid rule about the commercials. So we're back to being in Big Daddy's control again on the commercials.
Ah, very good. Wonderful. Very nice. So
we don't have to do that goddamn 2050 thing.
Very nice.
Okay.
Nice.
So that means John.
Yeah, I'm ripping the sign up now.
Yeah. Just trying to.
There it is.
How will you fill your days?
I'll find something.
He put a lot of time into that sign.
It's true.
More than one.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do now that your only responsibility on the show pretty much has been just to hold up a sign that says break, please? Now that we don't have to do the commercial breaks every 20 minutes.
I think he's doing it.
Don't know.
Don't know. Okay.
Okay.
Don't know. Where is it gone?
What's new and hot from TMZ, John?
Oh, all kinds of stuff. Let's take a look.
They always have something.
You might find a guess there.
Doing what I can.
God. Maybe Joe can teach you how to play his marble video game.
No, thanks.
No desire to play that game?
Not really.
Okay.
Okay.
Really?
The Phil Spector jury is hung.
I'll bet
that's
they
what's
are.
New.
Well hung.
You mean, so he's walking?
They're considering a second-degree murder charge against him.
Ah. He shot her in the mouth.
They've been unable to reach a verdict.
Wow.
You're a great producer. I can feel the hum of electricity back there in the bullpen.
You can actually hear it.
You can hear it.
Listen to it. That high-pitched hum. Mm-hmm.
That's the sound of John working on producing and Joe talking on the phone.
It's the hum of the world's entertainment cycle.
Machine.
Or whatever I was going to say. I still hear the hum as his microphone is still open.
He's just not saying anything. What are you working on, John, for the show? Seriously. Not busting balls now. Just breaking bread with a friend.
Right.
John, what do you got coming up for the show?
I'm working on some guests.
Want to give us a hint?
What'd you do for the whole 2 weeks we were off?
Worked on guests.
How's that working out for you?
It's coming as fast as I can.
Wow.
All right, when can we look for that first super-duper guest?
We have Michael Anthony on Thursday, and I'm trying to get Mark Cuban for Friday.
And how about Oprah? How's that coming?
She has not returned my emails.
Why? Now, when you say Michael Anthony from Van Halen, we'd love to talk to him, but give me a percentage, please. Let's turn this into a game. What's the percentage you think that we'll actually get him on the show?
100%.
Ooh. Hey, wow, I like that a lot.
That's very high.
That's a good thing. That's a positive.
John?
Yes?
He's adopting the philosophy used by many people that we've worked with over the years. It's the speak when spoken to.
Right.
Exactly. Short, direct answers to complicated questions.
All right, so just to clarify things, make an old man happy on his birthday. Just so I know exactly what it is that you're doing around here. Michael Anthony is scheduled to be on the show when?
Thursday.
Today's Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
What are you going to do between now and Thursday? What are your duties?
Pulling show prep and chasing more guests.
Once again, they're very brief answers.
Succinct.
They're succinct. They're to the point.
John?
Yes.
I'm afraid we need a better answer than that.
John, would you like to use a lifeline?
Didn't know I needed one.
Oh, you need one, friend. You definitely need one.
Would you like to survey the audience?
Here are your choices. A, I am always working to find new things for the Don and Mike show. B, I am always working on new things for the Don and Mike show. C, I am always working on new things for the Don and Mike show. D.
Go to hell, you useless pigs.
I'll take A, B, and C, please.
A, B, and C.
A, B, and C.
B, and C is the wrong answer. The correct answer was go to hell, you useless pigs.
All right. Bye, John.
Bye.
Thanks for being so much fun during this segment. Thanks a lot.
Well, the Giants are 0-2.
The New York Giants?
Yeah, he's a big Giants fan.
Like that would matter.
I know.
Like that would matter.
I don't know. Okay. Is it a bridal suite?
Ah!
I don't know.
That Mucinex kicks ass.
It does.
Buzz and I were talking about how the air has changed today. Everybody's drying out.
I'm so dry. I feel like Gladys Kravitz.
You know, damn it, when you do that, that was the second birthday present that I was going to get you.
What?
A spittoon.
Oh, no, I'd rather swallow it back.
No, you know, sometimes you spit and you like to spit in the garbage can, and you should have a stylish spitter. And then every month we gather it up and send it right out to the fans. Turn it
into Jell-O. What do you think, John?
Mucus is fun.
Oh my. Oh my my.
Oh my my. It is
oh,
true.
Oh my my.
Oh dear.
All right. Well, I sure am glad to know that we have more time now that we don't have to deal with the commercials at that pace. That we have time.
Exactly.
We have time now to. Oh, we're going to run late later, of course. We're running long now. But we have time now to go behind the scenes with our good friend John.
That's always interesting.
And as you've heard on this edition of Behind the Scenes with the Producer,
right.
John has got a lot of great stuff coming up on the show.
He's fired up about it, and I think it's well, the proof is in the pudding, and I think you're gonna hear that on the Don and Mike show coming up in the weeks to come.
Right, John?
Absolutely.
I'm convinced.
What do you think you're going to bring to the table tomorrow for the show?
I don't know. Tomorrow's a long way off.
No, tomorrow is closer than you think. John?
I will bring something great.
The answers are, as we go to the audience survey, A, something new and spectacular. B, a brand new Joe Ardinger game.
Oh, no, I don't want that, please.
Well, it might be the incorrect answer.
Okay.
Or C, go to hell, you useless bastards.
I'll go with C this time.
Go to hell, you useless. Yeah.
Okay, all right, good.
That's the correct answer.
That's good. Don't you ever talk to us like that. Don't you ever accept that joke answer.
Sorry.
All right, thank you.
That's the wrong way to go.
That's Johnny U.
No.
It's my man Johnny U back there.
Number 19.
Number 19 in your program. Number one in your heart. Johnny Useless.
From the original Baltimore Colts.
There he is. Hello there. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, today is Robert Blake's birthday.
Hey, you didn't know that, did
oh,
you?
Oh, yes. I think we have had that
did
one
you
before.
Know Robert Blake?
I didn't know it, but I think we've had it before.
Fred Willard.
Fred Willard?
Very funny. He's a very funny man. We all love Fred Willard.
He's good.
Jada Pinkett Smith.
Jada Pinkett Smith. Well, you know, she's with Will Smith. S-M-I-F-F.
Aisha Tyler.
Oh, super. Aisha Tyler.
There you go.
And
good company. Good company, guy.
Yeah, and Tony Soprano. All right, thank you, my friend.
Bye, bud.
Thank you for the call.
Happy birthday.
And John?
Yes.
I hope you know I'm just kidding you.
That's fine. That's why I'm here.
All right, now, here's your next question.
I'll take C.
Am I really kidding you? What was your answer?
That would be no.
That's right.
Very good. You get to go to the for the big money.
Winner.
Wow. Final round.
That's right.
We're going to put you in the cage with some of our producers from the past.
Should be wonderful. Ah, yes. Producers and program directors.
Have a battle royale back there.
Producers and program directors, married and unmarried.
With children and without children.
Yes. Single or celibate.
With herpetic sores. And without herpetic sores.
Firearm owners, firearm non-owners.
Illiterates and literates.
Vodka drinkers, pink squirrel drinkers.
All of them booger eaters.
All of them.
All of them.
To a man.
And woman.
They'd work very hard on that.
To a man or a woman.
Oh, the woman, the biggest of all.
And you're looking at a two-time winner. How many times have you been our producer, Robbie?
Well, right now it stands at two, but, you know, there's days ahead of us.
Third time's a charm.
It could be swinging back your way, Robbie.
I'm waiting.
You never know.
Ready to go.
Counting the hours.
Bring it on right now.
Excuse me. You never know, Rob. Okay, here we go. Trainables.
All right, trainables and menstrual cycles.
This
is
beautiful.
Is?
Yes, this is from the 1950s. It's an instructional movie, and it's called All Women Have Periods. And it's a woman talking to a woman who's retarded, or as they said back in the kinder, gentler 50s, a trainable. So here we go. It's an instructional video on the Don
Mike Show. I can't wait to hear this.
About periods.
Nesta. Mom.
Yes, honey?
You know what we were talking yesterday?
Yes, we were.
You know about periods?
Yes, what about periods?
Do you have periods?
Yes. All women have periods.
Tell me what happens.
Inside of my body comes outside from an opening between my legs. Do you have a question, Jill?
Yes. I want to know if Susie has periods.
Susie?
Yes, Mom?
Jill wants to know something.
What do you want, Jill?
Susie, do you have periods?
Do I have periods? Jill, all women have periods about every 4 weeks for 3 or 4 days. When I'm on my period, from inside of my body comes outside.
What are we beeping out? Is it blood? Why are we beeping out blood?
Good guess.
That's the rule.
That's the rule.
Blood is a dirty word now? If it's used, what, in that context?
It's used in that context, yes.
But that is a teaching context.
I don't know.
Blood comes out.
Is this, how much is the bottle, sweet?
I don't know. I don't know.
From an opening between my legs.
Did we just beep out legs? Really, do we have to beep out opening between my legs? John?
Yes.
Little elaboration. Just a little help on that, please.
There is, you can't have anything going in, out, in of, into or out of a person's body. Period.
Period.
And that's like the period on the sentence.
That's right.
Anything into, out to, period.
That you can have.
Okay.
What about my teacher? Does Miss Jones have periods?
That's a good question. Does Miss Jones have periods?
Yes, Jill, your teacher, Mrs. Jones, does have periods. All women have periods about every 4 weeks for 3 or 4 days.
All right, well, that's the first part. Let's hear some more now.
Yeah, just don't go too fast because I am writing down some notes.
You'd have to ask Billy Paul about Mrs. Jones.
Me! No, I'm not up to it.
Hi, girls.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Dad.
Oh, now the man comes in.
Dad's
and, of course, he's always got the same voice.
And when do we run into the retarded person?
Oh, it's the little girl.
Are you sure that? I don't think that's a trainable. I think that's a normal little girl.
But the name of the film is Trainables and Periods.
I promise you.
We trust us.
Oh, trust you. Okay.
She
all
got,
right.
She got the Corky.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Very good.
Probably everybody now is standing up saying she's got the retard.
I understand.
The retard face.
Hi, very girls.
Good. Hi.
Hi, Dad.
What have you girls been talking about?
Oh, no.
About periods, Daddy.
Daddy runs
Dad,
out of the room.
Can I ask you something?
Sure, honey. What is it?
Does Aunt Carol have periods?
Yes, Jill. All women have periods about every 4 weeks.
But, Dad, men don't have periods, do they?
That's right, honey. Men do not. Only women. From inside a woman's body comes outside from an opening between her about every 4 weeks.
These are the most asinine edits I've ever heard in my life.
I'm enjoying them, actually.
Blood. Won't it get on my clothes?
No, it won't, because you use a sanitary pad.
A sanitary pad? Yes, a sanitary pad. Susie, what's a sanitary pad?
Yes, Susie.
Come on, Jill, I'll show you.
Oh, dear.
Okay. I'm having my period now.
Going
to the bathroom.
Oh, my dear.
This is a sanitary pad. This is where I keep them. Blue, white, blue, white. Look, it is blue on one side, white on the other. That's right. It also has...
Sue's going to be all American. Yes. Red, white, and
blue. Sticky stuff, like glue on the blue side. See? It's sticky. Do you know why it's sticky? No.
It's going to be sticky.
Oh, no! God.
So, sticky so the pad will stick to my panties.
Well, we got a break here, Mike.
Well, that is a magnificent time for a break.
But we've only just started to get into the beginning of this tape.
There's more to come.
Oh, my goodness, so to speak, yeah. It's from the year 1956.
Pittsburgh.
Corky.
Everybody knows.
Tell us where periods come from.
She'll get you in done.
Or how you should handle it. Listen to what he says.
Look, bet you better not talk.
Yes. Sage advice.
Look out! He's mentally retarded.
Hey, stop that.
No, he's not retarded.
Late at night while you're sleeping.
Close your eye, it comes creeping around.
Pretty as a daisy.
Look out, man, this is crazy.
Oh, no.
She'll really do you in.
You let me get under your skin.
All kind of related.
Oh, no.
Late night while you're sleeping.
Who's alive becomes creepy. Oh, wow.
The show's going to be fun, man.
I could play Chris Burke all day.
Well, I'll get you the anthology for your birthday.
Okay, when we come back, more about periods, okay?
Very good. I'm writing it all down.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.